Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 19th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Hei, Cholamoed Sukkos. Masech Debob Metzia, Perek Shavii, Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah is going to conclude the laws of workers eating during their malacha, and then we move on to the topic of the four Shomrim, four different types of guardians. Shomer Peres, people who are guarding fruits that have been already detached, but they haven't yet reached the stage of being chayv in Maisa. For example, people who are watching, or security people over security over wine presses or piles of grain. Oichlin mehilchos medina. They're allowed to eat, or they have a right to eat, if that is the custom of the place. Aval lo min haTorah, but they're not entitled min haTorah to have it. If the custom of the place was to have it, that's fine. Then the employer has to give them. But there's no direct mitzvah min haTorah that they are entitled to. And why is that? That's because they are only guarding. And guarding, shmira, is not considered a maisa. It's not considered an action. If, however, they were guarding gardens and orchards where the fruits are still attached, the mechuber, then they cannot eat neither from Hilchas Medina, neither because of the custom of the place, nor are they entitled min haTorah. And similarly, those others that we had exceptions in Mishnah Beis that we said that they're not entitled to, there's no entitlement whatsoever, even if the custom of the place was that they eat. Abba mine shomrin hain. There are four types of guardians. There is the shomer chinam that the Torah talks about, an unpaid guardian who gets nothing for his shmirah. V'hashoel, a person who borrows an article with no payment. V'nois ha-socher, a person who is guarding it for a reward. He gets money, he gets paid, he's a paid guardian. V'hasoicher, or a person who rents or hires some equipment from his friend for payment. And they all have specific levels of responsibility. Says the Mishnah, Shomer chinam nishba lakol. A person who's an unpaid guardian, he can swear for any case, whether it's stolen, whether there was an accident, whether, doesn't matter what it is. As long as he can swear that he wasn't negligent, then he's exempt. He swears he was not negligent, and that it was stolen, and that it was an accident happened. As it says in the Torah, by Shomer chinam, when a man gives something to his friend to guard, and it was stolen, then he shall approach the Beis Din to swear. And we see here that he's exempt even for something stolen or something lost. And certainly for accidents, things beyond his control. V'hashoyel meshalem esakol. On the other extreme, the borrower has to pay for everything, even for an onus. V'nois esach, for an accident, things beyond his control. However, even a shoyel does get exemption for certain specific cases, such as if it died while it was in operation, while the animal was working, for example, it died. We call it Mesa Machs Belocha, even a borrower would be potter. We'll have more about that in this perek. V'nois esochar v'hasocher, a person who's a paid guardian or a person who's hiring equipment and paying for it, they have the same din. Namely, nishboim al hashvura v'al hashvuya, they will swear if something was broken or something was captured, v'al hames, or if it died suddenly. These are cases beyond their control. They're an onus, and therefore they're exempt, as the Torah says. However, umeshalmin, they will have to pay esaveda vesagneva, for something lost or something that's stolen that they have to pay for, because their level of responsibility is greater, being a paid guardian, than a shomer chinam, who would be exempt from this. Mishnah Tes. After we've learned that a shomer socher is exempt from oinsin, our Mishnah now tells us about what exactly is considered an onus, or examples of what is considered an onus beyond their control, and they're exempt from paying, and where and what type of circumstances are not considered an onus, and that they would be obliged to pay for or be chayv. Zeiv echot, let's say one wolf breaks into the pack, into the herd of sheep, or the flock of sheep, and takes one. Ein onus. That's not called an onus. That's not beyond his control. A shepherd should be able to fend off one wolf. And if he was a shomer socher or a socher, and this happened, he'd be chayv to pay. Shnezavim. But if he gets, if there are two wolves that break in, that attack, Oinus, that's an Oinus. The shepherd is not considered, it would not be expected to fend off an attack from two wolves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishas Mishlachas Zavim, at the time when there are, where our wolves are breaking into the built up areas, they're spreading, there's a plague of wolves, then even Av Zev Echad, even one wolf is considered an Oinus, because one wolf would be enough to attack a person. And he's not, he would not be expected to fend off that type of attack. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha seems to be like the Tanna Kamma, no exceptions. If it's only one wolf, a shepherd is expected to fend off that wolf. Shnei Kelavim. What happens if you have two dogs breaking into a pack or attacking a flock of sheep, and they grab one of them? Einamoinus, that's not considered an oinus. A shepherd should be able to stand up against two dogs. Anything more than that would be an oinus, would be beyond their expectation. Yaduah Bavli Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Meiru Chachas, he says that if they come for one direction, two dogs is not considered an oinus, ein oinus. That's not considered beyond their control. However, if they come Mishtei Ruchos, if two dogs come, one from each direction, then an onus. Then it will be considered an onus, even though there are only two dogs. Again, the halach is not like this minority opinion, like Yadu, but Bavli halacha is that it's always considered, it's never considered an onus if it's only two dogs. Halistim, what happens if you have armed robbers come to attack the shepherd? How is it onus? That's clearly an onus beyond his control, even if the shepherd was armed. And that's because listim, armed robbers, are ready to give their lives. They don't care. That's what they come, to kill or to be killed. But a shepherd is not expected to give his life to protect the sheep. Ha'ari v'hadoi v'hanomer, a lion, a bear, and a leopard, v'habardalos v'hanochash, and a cheetah, and a snake, har ze onus. Any of these that attack the flock that the owner, that the shepherd is taking care of, is considered an onus. It's beyond the control of a roya. A shepherd is not expected to stop these beasts or these creatures. Amosai, when bisman should bottle lane. All these exemptions of an onus are when they came of their own accord. They came into the place where the farmer had his flock. Avalim holichan, but if the farmer took the flock out, limkom geduda chayvelistim, to a place where these beasts roam, or where the lions roam, or where the cheetahs roam, or where there are snakes, or velistim, to a place which is expected, or you're expected to find armed robbers, then en oinus. Then if anything happens to the sheep, the farmer will not be exempt. It's not considered oinus, because if he took them there in a place of a sakana, then that's called negligence. That's pshia, and he'd definitely be chayv to pay for that, even if ultimately it was an oinus in the end.